The study from the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research in Baltimore, Maryland, calls for broadening the prohibitions that prevent high-risk persons from buying guns. Study author Daniel Webster says the Brookfield shooting that left 4 dead, including the shooter, and 4 wounded, highlights the biggest loophole in the current gun sales screening laws. Because Radcliffe Houghton, the shooter, bought the murder weapon from a private gun owner just 2 days after he was placed on a restraining order that barred him from owning a gun.
Private sellers have no obligation to ask any questions of the person who wants to purchase a firearm from them about whether they have any prohibition that would prevent them from legally possessing a gun.
The study found that in the 12 states where private sellers do have to ask buyers to submit to a background check, a significant number of guns have been kept out of the hands of dangerous individuals. Webster likens the private gun sales loophole to allowing people to choose whether or not to pass through the metal detector before getting on an airplane.
We've said you can go through the formal protocol and be screened, or if you don't want to, just go buy it at a gun show or some other venue. And we can't expect much out of our gun laws if we have these gaping loopholes.
But gun rights advocates have consistently opposed requiring such background checks in gun sales between private individuals. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.